This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from Disney theme parks around the world. Here now is the news for December 23rd, 2022. It's a Christmas miracle. The Walt Disney World Railroad at Magic Kingdom Park has reopened after being closed for over 4 years. Media rode the train first, along with Melissa Valiquette. She's the vice president of Magic Kingdom. The railroad then reopened to regular guests at about 10 o'clock a.m. this morning. That's December 23rd, for those of you keeping track. Hours have also been added to the Walt Disney World website, indicating that the train will be operating from 10 a.m. through 6 p.m. today. Also, full hours are also available for other days now. You can check the website there. Trains have been testing frequently these last few weeks, and cast members got to ride the railroad first yesterday. Disney did not announce the reopening date, but guests were surprised with the reopening, or I don't know if people were really surprised. It wasn't officially announced, but there were a lot of people waiting for this to happen. The Walt Disney World Railroad closed in December of 2018 for the construction of Tron Light Cycle Run in Tomorrowland. During this closure, the train engines were refurbished and many of the train tracks were replaced. Tron Light Cycle Run will open spring of 2023. Stay tuned for our full ride POV of the Walt Disney World Railroad. We're filming it as we speak right now. It will be on our channel later today. There is completely new narration, including references to Tron Light Cycle Run, so it should be pretty cool. Christmas is this weekend, but it seems that spring has begun to bloom at Walt Disney World. These new peach embroidered ear headbands have been spotted at the Emporium at Magic Kingdom. The ears and headband are covered with satiny peach fabric. A fluffy ivory bow sits in the middle, evoking thoughts of springtime flowers. Shades of pink and mint green are the dominant colors throughout the embroidered flowers and mini bow that decorate each ear. Encircling the border of each ear is a string of white pearlescent beads. The ear headband sells for $34.99. A new Princess Jasmine dress by the Disney Dress Shop is now available at Uptown Jewelers in the Magic Kingdom. Aladdin is celebrating its 30th anniversary, and this dress is the latest in a large series of new merchandise celebrating the film. The new blue dress takes its inspiration from Princess Jasmine. Rather than being directly based on her iconic little blue costume, which is a two-piece, this dress is all one piece, and it's a darker blue. Jasmine flowers dot the sleeves in gold. The collar has a lotus flower surrounded by ornamental leaf designs, also in gold. An elastic waist at the center is covered by frilly fabric in the same color as the rest of the dress. The dress sells for $128. A limited release Captain Carter's Vibranium Shield replica is the latest Marvel hero relic to land in Keystone Clothiers at Disney's Hollywood Studios. A second kids version is also available and is made of foam rather than vibranium. I don't know that this is actually made of vibranium, but when you hear the price, you might think it could be. This one you might notice it's for the Avengers Union Jack shield. This vibranium shield allows anyone to take on the role of Captain Peggy Carter from Marvel's What If. Whether you are preparing for the Secret Wars or just collecting all the Marvel hero relics, this heavyweight shield features motion-based and impact effects that require batteries to function. Measuring in at a hefty 24 inches around, the faux leather buckle straps featured on the back should help you wield this heavy shield. This Union Jack is inspired, of course, by the Marvel Studios' What If. It's now streaming on Disney Plus, if you want to check that out. And it's recommended for Marvel fans over the age of 14 only. It's going to set you back $400, and it's also available on Shop Disney. The foam children's version is $14.99. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is that their services are free. Visit www.nt.travel for details. Carousel Coffee is a new dining venue coming to Disney's Boardwalk Inn, and the full menu is now available for preview. While no opening date has been announced, the Walt Disney World website has the shop up as coming soon. The menu includes plant-based bagel, banana bread, blueberry muffins, chocolate chip muffins, croissants, crunch raspberry danishes, Mickey's brownie with sprinkles, New Jersey crumb cake, signature cupcake, vintage Mickey and Minnie sugar cookies, bundles of chocolate chip and sprinkle sugar cookies, bundle of crunchy raspberry danishes, cereal with milk, whole fresh fruit, and plenty of other specialty items and specialty coffees and teas from Joffrey's and Twinings. You can check out our site for the full details. Keeping with anniversary tradition, the Oriental Land Company has officially unveiled the Tokyo Disney Resort 40th Anniversary in Concert, which will tour across Japan through mid-2023. Since Tokyo Disney Sea's 15th anniversary, the Year of Wishes celebration back in 2016, it has been customary for the Oriental Land Company to host a touring concert series across Japan for each anniversary celebration at Tokyo Disney Resort. Now in the fourth iteration, Tokyo Disney Resort 40th Anniversary Dream Go Round in Concert will kick off in May and tour Japan through the summer, featuring a full symphony orchestra and incredibly talented singers. This complete set list has not been revealed yet, but we do know a few songs will be played, namely Tokyo Disneyland Is Your Land, One Man's Dream, the score for Soaring Fantastic Flight, It's Very Mini, Club Mouse Beat, and two songs from the Happy Ride with Baymax. Based on our experience at Tokyo Disney Sea 20th Anniversary Concert last year, we also expect to hear plenty of attraction theme songs, other beloved seasonal event themes, and every single anniversary theme song from the park's illustrious 40-year history. You can find the full details on our website. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those that did not make it onto today's show, be sure to check out WWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. A special shout out to all the WAVES members watching who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT-TV, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the stories in a quick, concise, and fun format, and then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we'll cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube at WDWNT-TV, or watch episodes on demand anytime. You can also subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.